It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, cinematographer and educator Cameron Shaw and Brentwood realtor Daryl Garrison. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Happy almost Halloween. We do hope you are having a great weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time today, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. We'd love to hear from you. So feel free to give us a call. It's a great time to do it right now. Our lines are basically open, except for Eid. And we are waiting to hear from you. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. You, as much as we prefer you call us, we certainly don't want to discourage you from emailing us as well. We do have an email address that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can listen to us in live stream at kalw.org. And since Joanne is here, she'll do her usual fine job on the podcast, and that will be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show, and you can hear that at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. Again, those numbers to join us today with a question or answer, area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Hi, Dana. Here's my intro. Oh, that's not part of it. Sorry. Cameron Shaw is relieved that even if the Dodgers win the World Series, it won't happen on Halloween because that would be just too scary. They're off to a good start last night.
They really are. And apparently it was a great game last night. So, you know, hooray for baseball.
All right.
All right, Daryl is already spooked by the upcoming day, not Halloween, November 5th.
You have no idea.
I feel you.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thought about wearing a fat suit and a long red clown tie for Halloween. But what child would take even free candy from someone dressed like that? Dana?
No, not me. All right, so I'll just be dressed in my usual attire as a hobo. So, all right. All that being said, we're going to start the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. So in the spirit of Halloween, I went looking for tidbits about horror movies. And I was struck by something that the highest grossing horror movies of all time have absolutely no overlap with the most streamed horror movies of 2024. So I was wondering if you could tell me the top five in both categories. So I'm looking for the top five, this is as of 2023, top five highest grossing horror movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, and the top five most streamed horror movies in 2024.
Well, okay, so I think I know the number one horror film of all time. Isn't that It?
No. I believe if you don't adjust for inflation, it is It. But this is including everything and adjusted for inflation.
Then how about The Exorcist?
The Exorcist is number one. Good job.
Yeah, good.
It over $2 billion adjusted for inflation.
That was the scariest movie I've ever... I was at the right age when that came out. Scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, I've never seen it. because I'm too scared.
It holds up. It's still scary. Yeah.
It is it's a pillar of cinematography, like, you know, examples. And I really should see it, but I'm too scared. So.
Well, all right. I'm not endorsing these films because I don't think most of them are very good, but is Nightmare on Elm Street one?
No, it is not.
Or Jaws, which is not really a horror film, I guess.
Jaws is included as number two. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're doing pretty well on the highest grossing. Does anyone have a guess for...
Streaming, that's a little...
What about Scream?
Scream 6 is in the top 10, but it is not in the top 5. Mm-hmm. And it's Scream 6, which is bizarre.
Well, the streaming, doesn't that just change from year to year? It's not like there's always a couple of the same films that are on there, are there?
I would say that yes, it does change year to year. These top 5, with one exception, are all over 15 years old.
Okay, so how about for the number one streaming? Can you tell a decade or a year? Is that given away?
Probably pretty recent, I would think.
I believe it. The number one streaming, I believe it was made in the 90s. This is something I should know off the top of my head.
Ah.
I don't. Mm. And here's a hint. Most of them are more family friendly than the highest grossing.
Family friendly. Family friendly. Oh, like Hocus Pocus kind of thing?
Yes, Hocus Pocus is number one. Good job.
Oh, really? Okay. So it's for little kids then. See, I was thinking of things like The Evil Dead.
Not all of them, but...
Courage or... Of course, you know, my preference would be having Costello meet Frankenstein or
Night of the Hunter.
You know, yeah, or House of Dracula, you know, something like that. But anyway, okay. So just repeat that question if you would.
Okay. So I am looking for the highest grossing horror movies of all time as adjusted for inflation. The top 5, we have The Exorcist and Jaws as number 1 and number 2. And then also the most streamed Halloween movies in 2024. We have Hocus Pocus is number 1. And notably, there is zero overlap in these two lists.
And I should point out that Joanne suggested the Blair Witch Project. So is that on there anywhere?
The Blair Witch Project is number 9 in highest grossing horror movies, so not quite in the top 5.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And Daryl?
So I have 5 movie quotes from horror films. Because Dana, I know that you would like this. This is 20th century horror films. And these are all very well known. There's nothing too obscure here. Here's 5 of them. Number 1. Go, stay on the road, keep clear of the moors. Number 2, witches, all of them witches. Number 3, pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you. Number 4, Dr. Bedlow says, never mind your soul, start concentrating on getting me back to my rightful form. And number 5, at least we've got it stopped as long as the Arctic stays cold. Do you want to repeat?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Go, stay on the road, keep clear of the moors. Witches, all of them witches. Pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you. Dr. Bedlow says, never mind your soul. Start concentrating on getting me back to my rightful form. At least we've got it stopped as long as the Arctic stays cold.
The first one about staying off the moors, my guess would be An American Werewolf in London.
That's correct. An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
Good.
And the last one sounds like The Thing.
No, not The Thing.
Yeah, okay.
I was in the Antarctic, I think.
I was thinking the thing too, but I also think similarly it may be the blob.
It is the blob.
All right, good.
Yeah.
So very good.
Same idea.
That's right, because you couldn't, that was how they paralyzed it by cold.
Stopped it.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So just go through the ones you that are left for
a moment. Sure. Witches, all of them witches. Pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you. And Dr. Bedlow says, never mind your soul. Start concentrating on getting me back to my rightful form.
All right.
Is that one the fly?
No. Good guess.
No. Okay.
Dr. Bedlow. Hmm. All right. Thank you very much. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter and Linnea and Bernal.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm afraid I'm not going to be any help with the horror films, though.
That's right.
I don't think I've seen a horror film since the Amityville Horror in the 70s. They're too scary.
All right.
Good one.
But I do have a history question.
Sure.
General John Blackjack Pershing commanded the American Expeditionary Force in France in 1917. But he only succeeded to that command on the sudden death of his general, to whom he was deputy. Who was that general?
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
Somebody with a famous San Francisco name. Connection.
Oh. You mean he had been general at the Presidio? Or he had something to do with the after the post-earthquake? I was thinking maybe Leonard Wood.
But both Pershing and his commander had commanded the Presidio.
Okay. But it's not Leonard Wood?
No.
All right.
There's a street named after this general.
Huh. Let me think. Oh, all right. I kind of know what you're talking about, but of course I can't think of it.
He had a dynamite reputation in San Francisco.
Yeah, he was the one that was in charge of, well, no, ordered the dynamiting of the various places down in the city to keep the fire from.
Oh.
Yes.
What was his name?
It's not 13th Avenue.
Oh, Funston.
Funston.
Yes, Frederick Funston.
Very good. Very good, Cameron.
All right. Thank you.
I didn't know till the 13th Avenue hint, so.
All right. Take care.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's see. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Okay. Here we go. So according to Good Housekeeping, my Bible, according to Good Housekeeping, which my husband's never read, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag?
Oh.
So according to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? Now, this is not because I go back to an era, well, most of us, we all do, I assume, when the parents would look through your bag and anything that wasn't wrapped, they wouldn't let you have. So this is not because it's not wrapped. These are okay. Wrapped. So.
This is more of like a dental hygiene issue.
Yes, yeah, like it's just like getting into trouble for one reason or another.
Okay.
Eating these candies. So once more, according to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? And I'll give
something
you each
like
one.
Like taffy or a jawbreaker.
Yes, taffy is one. Very good.
Okay. How about lollipops?
Well, yeah, that's kind of sort of.
Let's see, roll pops?
Yeah, no, not in the top three anyway.
Okay.
But taffy is right. I just put a generic taffy down. There are different kinds of taffy, of course. But, all right, leave that out. So once more, according to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? And of the list of the most popular candies for Halloween this year, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one.
Yay!
which I never
of
eat.
Of course. I'll take all of yours.
All right. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can have them, and the mints too. You can have all the mints.
No, I don't want those.
Oh, all right. So, of the most popular Halloween candies for 2024, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. But what non-chocolate candy is now number two for the first time in the top 10 list?
Wouldn't that be Skittles?
It is not Skittles.
What?
What non-chocolate candy is now number two for the first time in the top 10 list?
Okay. This is a wild guess, but how about Nerds?
Not Nerds. But it's, you know, you're kind of sort of on the right track, sort of.
Is it the Gummy Nerds?
No.
Because those are fairly new. Okay, no.
Excuse me. All right. So once more, of the most popular Halloween candies, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. This is nationally for 2024. But what non-chocolate candy is now number two and has appeared for the first time on the top 10 list? It is not a candy it's a candy I've seen, but it's fairly new to me anyway. All right. Finally, going to end up with this. I'm going to give you some actors who played ghosts in the movies. And I want you to tell me the movie they played a ghost in. So remember, each of these actors played a ghost. Please tell me what films these were. All right, here we go. Number one, Danny Kaye. Number two, Lou Costello. Number three, John Forsythe. Number four, Anthony Quinn. And number five, Nicole Kidman. So again, these actors played ghosts. Tell me what films they played ghosts in. Number one, Danny Kaye. Number two, Lou Costello. Number three, John Forsythe. Number four, Anthony Quinn. Number five, Nicole Kidman.
Was Nicole Kidman the others?
That is correct. Yes.
That's the only one I knew, too.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So once more, these actors played ghosts. Danny Kaye, Lou Costello, John Forsythe, Anthony Quinn, Nicole Kidman. Well, Daryl got Nicole Kidman, which is the others. What are these? So, and of the most popular Halloween candies, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. We're talking about 2024. But what non-chocolate candy is now number two for the first time on that list? And according to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? And the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. I should say the email here from Chris. Dr. Bedlow says he's suggesting that's from The Invisible Man.
It is not, no.
Okay. It is not from The Invisible Man. All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So name the scientist, American scientist, who said we are all made out of stardust. He was a great scientist.
Carl Sagan.
Yes, Carl Sagan. You're right. You were going to say that, correct?
Yeah,
he was a great, great scientist. He really died way too young. Why did he say that? Every element in our body is made out in stars, except one. Which one? One is only made in the Big Bang. Which one?
Which element of our bodies?
Yeah, that is not manufactured. It's made at the time of creation, at the point of creation, in the Big Bang. Everything else made inside stars.
Mm-mm.
Helium.
No, we don't have helium.
Random guess.
Hydrogen is the only element that made in the Big Bang, and all of the other elements are manufactured from that. You put two hydrogen, you make helium, you put three hydrogen, you make lithium, and so on. All right, very quickly as well. So we are all made out of stardust, and we really miss him. He's a great scientist, and it was very, he had many good shows, one of which about Hypatia of Alexandria. Everybody should watch that. Very quick question after that. The oldest peace treaty happened 3,293 years ago. Not only that, the first labor strike, excuse me, happened 3,194 years ago. Which country? First peace treaty? And first,
I imagine Egypt was one of them.
Egypt is both of them. The first is a peace treaty was between Ramses II and the Hittite, which is a country now, include Turkey. It's a much, much bigger region. The labor strike happened under Ramses III, and that was when he was not able to pay his workers, thousands of them, they stopped working. And that was 3,194 years ago. I mean, just unbelievable. But one question for you. One pharaoh tactics, we created the battles that created the word Armageddon. It really means the Battle of Megiddo. What this? And Megiddo means the city of Magdala, which means city of glory of God. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Sorry about that. that pharaoh battles are taught at the West Point in American military. Leave it to the audience. See, hopefully they get it. I'm sorry about losing my voice, but, you know, that couple of good questions. Thank you, and always a great show.
All right. Thank you, Reed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. Feel free to give us a call. By all means, we would love to talk to you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Daryl Garrison, realtor in Brentwood. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's see here. Cameron, why don't you go ahead and do another question?
Okay. I'm honestly going to say this may be apocryphal, but I have seen it in a couple of different places. So and it's a fun Halloween-y kind of fact. So I'm going to ask it anyway. To whom were the heads of Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI sent after their execution?
To whom?
As a proof or just as a trophy?
As neither, as a to take care of after they were dead, not to take care of, not like in perpetuity, but
were they sent as a, in a sense, to be preserved?
In a sense, yes.
Because I know they were put on pikes.
How about Madame Tussaud?
It is Madame Tussaud.
Oh, very good, yeah.
To make a death mask of each of them. And that's sort of one of the ways that she got started at her wax museum of lookalikes.
Oh. So. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And Daryl, you can do a question too.
Okay. So these are real town names in the United States. Name the state.
Okay.
Slaughter. Devil's Lake, Bat Cave, Hell, Dead Women Crossing, Slaughter, Devil's Lake, Bat Cave, Hell, Dead Women Crossing.
Well, I know there's a slaughter in the UK. And I believe there is a slaughter in Louisiana.
It is Louisiana.
Oh, good.
And I do not know the others.
So, Dead Women Crossing, that sounds like something on the Pioneer Trails.
It sort of is. It's from an
is
old...
It a Western?
Unsolved, yeah, sort of an Unsolved Mysteries, murder mystery. Really got the name of that. And I want to give you a hint on Hell. Sometimes Hell freezes over.
Alaska?
Oh, so it's in a, yes, it's in a...
Not Alaska.
Not Alaska, okay. North Dakota.
Closer.
South Dakota. I'm just guessing, but yeah.
Devil's Lake, Batcave, Hell, Dead Women Crossing.
All right.
And Dead Women Crossing, is it like a mountainous western state?
No.
No.
No, not at all, no.
Okay, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Luna in Berkeley.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to guess one of the movie quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Witches, all of them witches. I think it's from Rosemary's Baby and Mia Farrow.
That is Rosemary's. Oh, yeah, Rosemary's Baby. Very good.
Good job.
Okay. And for top scary movies, grossing or streaming, I was wondering if one of the Halloween franchises was in either of those categories.
That's a very logical and good guess, but no, it actually does not. It doesn't show up until number 6 on streamed Halloween movies. So you're very close.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
And even then, it's Halloween Kills, which is 2021. Which why anybody would watch that one first?
Ooh,
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen that one. Halloween candies. I wanted to guess maybe Tootsie Rolls.
Not Tootsie Rolls, but
Tootsie,
it's a logical
Pop?
Guess because of Taffy. What's that?
Tootsie Pop?
Not Tootsie Pops or Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, how about Smarties?
Not Smarties.
Hmm. So something with caramel, just plain old caramel?
I don't think any of the top three have caramel, but two of them I don't eat, so I'm not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure that none of them have caramel.
Okay, I had another guess. You had a quote about the Moors. I was wondering if maybe that was one of those Sherlock Holmes Hounds of the Baskerville.
Well, Dana got that one. It was An American Werewolf in London.
Oh, okay. And then for ghosts, ghosts and Mrs. Muir, and I don't remember the actor's name who played the
ghost. You know, that's interesting, because I was thinking about putting Rex Harrison on that list and if I had put Rex Harrison on the list, you would have been right, because he was the actor in The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. But no, not the none of the ones I was asking about are attached to that movie.
Okay. Well, thank you. I got one of them.
You did
I love
indeed.
Your show. Thanks so much. This is fun.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you. And let me emphasize, you do not have to answer or ask any Halloween questions unless you feel like it. We take questions on just about every other subject, so don't worry about that. Area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, let me throw in a quick question here. What two states give the most Halloween candy to kids per capita? Two states give the most Halloween candy to kids per capita? There's sort of a logic to this, the answer to this question. And I'll let you try to figure out what that is. But what two states give the most Halloween candy to kids per capita?
Okay. Pennsylvania, because of Hershey.
That is one. Yes.
Very great. Great logic too. Interesting. I was going to guess least populated states because the kids get the least. So Nevada.
Not Nevada. No.
No. Okay.
Oh, you mean so there's more candy for the kids?
Right, like they might be overcompensating for the fact that they live in a tiny town kind of thing.
All right.
No.
Okay. We are about halfway through, so let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Cameron, start with you.
Okay, I am looking for the top 5 highest grossing and most streamed horror movies, or okay, sorry, let me start again. The top five highest grossing horror movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, we have The Exorcist and Jaws so far as number one and number two. And then the top five most streamed Halloween movies in 2024. So far we have Hocus Pocus as number one. And notably, there are no overlaps in these two lists. And then that's all I have.
Okay. And Daryl?
Oh, recap? Okay. Two quotes. Movies, horror movies from the 20th century. Pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you. And Dr. Bedlow says, never mind your soul. Start concentrating on getting me back to my rightful form. And then what U.S. states are these towns in? Devil's Lake, Bat Cave, Hell, and Dead Women Crossing.
All right. Well, we have some emails. And Stefan is wondering, is it Hell, Minnesota?
No.
He says there's a town named Hell in Norway, but you're not living in Norway. Okay. And Paul and Dave are both wondering if it's Devil's Lake, Wisconsin?
No. Everybody's close, but no.
Okay. And Nancy is wondering if there's a bat cave in Kentucky.
That's a good guess, but no.
No. Okay. All right. Oh, and Peter is wondering if the quote about pimples is from Carrie.
It is. It's Mama White telling Carrie all of her ills. Yeah.
There you go. Good job, Peter. All right. Oh, yeah, I have to repeat my questions here. So according to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? So far we have taffy. And what are the two states that give the most Halloween candy to kids per capita? Daryl got Pennsylvania. What is the other? Of the most popular Halloween candies, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. I'm talking about this is as of 2024. But what non-chocolate candy is now number two? It's first time on the top 10 list. And I give you some actors who played ghosts in films. I just want to identify the film they played a ghost in. Number one, Danny Kaye. Number two, Lou Costello. Number three, John Forsythe. Number four, Anthony Quinn. And number five, Nicole Kidman. With that was gotten by Daryl. And that's the others. But what are the, you can give me the answers to the others, so to speak. And the numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is it me?
It is you.
Yes, this is Bob from Oakland. Uh-huh. I have a history question.
Okay, good.
Yesterday, October 25th, marked the 170th anniversary of the Battle of Balaclava in the Crimean War. Mm-hmm. That had several different phases in it, and three of which have things which would come down to modern times that you might recognize something about the three different phases of that battle. What are they?
So when you say phases, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. In a battle, several things happen. And so there are at least three discrete actions within that battle.
Oh, right. So, in other words, I can guess on one, which is the thin red line. Is that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Oh. And that was, yes, all right, the British British holding their line. And of course the charge of the Light Brigade.
Exactly, that's number two.
So what would be number three? Give me a hint on number three.
It's incredibly similar to the charge of the Light Brigade.
Oh.
So is it a charge on the other?
It's the charge of the Heavy Brigade.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh.
that nobody has heard about, even though Tennyson also wrote a poem about it, as well as the Charge of the Light Brigade.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We would love to talk to you with a question or answer. It doesn't have to be about Halloween. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Cameron, if you want to put in a question, that's fine.
Sure. What is, I suddenly can't find where I wrote this down, but where was daylight savings time first introduced and why? For the entire country. What country was it first introduced in and why?
Well, it had something to do with World War One, I believe.
It did have something to do with World War One, yes.
And the productivity of industry to provide armaments, I guess, something like that.
Yes.
And I want to say it was in the Midwest, but I could easily be wrong about that.
So I'm looking for a country.
Oh, a country. I'm sorry. So, huh. Is it a European country?
It is.
Well, obviously, somebody had said the same idea of increasing productivity.
I think multiple places probably had it around the same time. The first to make it a national, to institute it nationally.
Right.
Is what I'm looking for.
So, Germany or Italy?
It was Germany. Yeah, Germany. Good job.
All right. Okay.
In 1916, for what it's worth.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Joe.
Hi. Yeah, it is Joe from Oklahoma, formerly the Indian Territory. Anyway, I have a couple of answers, but I have a couple of questions too. And one's horror and one's or Halloween, and the other one's kind of political. But on the ghosts, I would like to try to get three of them, maybe four. The Lou Costello one would be Time of Our Lives, or The Time of Their Lives, or The Time of Their Lives, and if that's correct. And I would say John Forsythe one would be Scrooge. Maybe, and I believe that Danny Kaye would be Wonder Man.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You got them. You got them all.
Big. Is that three dings or one ding?
That's well. All right. There you go.
All right. And I would. I'll give you the non-Halloween question first, if I may.
Yep.
All right.
I'll say this very slow because it could be a little confusing, but. There's two answers in this one question. Name the two best Oscar nominated, name the two-time best Oscar nominated actress, and name her actress daughter who in 2018 played Liz Cheney in the political dramedy Vice. So I'm looking for the two-time Oscar nominated actress, her name, and her daughter, who played currently a popular person on the Democratic side, Liz Cheney, in the political dramedy made in 2018, Vice.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's think about this for a minute.
So I don't remember that movie very well. I was not a huge fan of that movie, but you're saying somebody played the younger Liz Cheney and then her mother played the older Liz Cheney?
No mother in it at all. The mother is a two-time Oscar-winning actress and her daughter, okay, and the movie it was well-known because it had eight Oscar nominations.
Yeah, just not my cup of tea. It was an interesting movie. but I don't remember who played Liz Cheney.
Joe, you've said both Oscar-winning and Oscar-nominated.
Oscar-nominated only, but she was nominated two times, and her daughter...
Oh, I think... Yeah, I think I know who this might be, Joe. So I'm trying to remember this actress's name. No, I mean, the one that played the daughter... I think the mother is Jill Clayburgh, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so Jill Clayburgh, and she married that playwright. What was his name? David Rabb?
That is correct.
Oh,
so it's Lily Rabb.
Lily Rabb.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay.
Well, good.
A good team effort, because you got
team
it.
Effort.
And she made a lot of stuff. She's not really well known, but she was in Hunger Games and several other shows, so she's
right.
a very much working
right.
actress. Now, I can give you a sort of a Halloween type question.
Okay, go ahead.
Marlon Brando is not known for horror films. His odd performance in The Island of Dr. Moreau certainly has horror movie elements, but it's strictly categorized as a sci-fi film from a sci-fi story from H.G. Wells' novel. But what other film is definitely considered a horror film that did star Marlon Brando?
Well,
how about Apocalypse Now? That's sort of
the horror.
That is a horror. That's not it, but that's a good horror.
I know it.
He did that sort of, I don't know, was it if it was an adaptation or kind of a sequel to The Turn of the Screw or The Innocents. What was that called? He played the gardener. They refer to the gardener in The Turn of the Screw, but he played that character in, what was that called? The Nightcomers, something like that?
You got it. It's a prequel.
Oh, good job, Dana.
It's a prequel and a part of the Turn of the Screw story. So it's a prequel to The Innocents or Turn of the Screw. Now,
right.
there's a fun fact, if I have the time, there's a fun fact about Brando and horror films, is that his very, very last possible movie would have been in a horror movie, but he was replaced because of illness and died shortly thereafter. And that is probably a trivia question, but I'll just throw it out. Does anybody want to throw it out if you know?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm trying to think of what the film is. Go ahead. Or what?
Well, it's a scary movie, and he was replaced by James Woods, and he was there to shoot it, and they made a couple of scenes, and he was taken ill. Now, I have, without hogging it too much, I think I have one more question, if you can bear with me. One more question, is that okay?
Yeah, right.
Gloria, this is kind of a silly one, but you might get a kick out of it. Gloria Holden, as most horror fans know, played Dracula's daughter. But another Holden, William Holden, portrayed the famous vampire, Count Dracula, in what 1960s film?
William Holden portrayed Dracula. Now, that's a new one on me. He portrayed Dracula in a non-horror film, I'm assuming, like in a costume or something, right?
Well, yes and no. The yes is the fact that it wasn't a horror movie per se, and I wouldn't necessarily give it away, but it's a very interesting movie and somewhat of a cult movie now.
So, like something like The Magic Christian or something like that?
Well, you're in the right ballpark as far as the humorous aspect, but no, that's not that.
Or Paris When It Sizzles or something
well,
like that.
I'm sorry if it was a clumsy question. I'm sorry, but it was, and it's kind of funny. It's a good story, but it was, and you're correct, it was Paris When It Sizzles.
Right.
And because it's sort of illegitimate, and I will send you or send my friend Daryl a photo of exactly what it was, but it was sort of maybe a 1 minute sequence. It was a story about a movie that was a complete bomb, and it was made by the two biggest stars at the time, or two of the biggest, Audrey Hepburn and William Holden, as you know, and she made it for one reason, is sort of to support Holden, who was going through the actual worst alcoholic situations that he's ever had. He had many. And in fact, shortly right during the movie, they had to send him to a clinic. And the reason for that, they brought in all sorts of cameo performances just to fill in the movie because it was a very troubled production. But anyway, what was funny is that it was about a two screenwriters, and Holden, and Hepburn was sort of a muse for Holden, and he had, because of his drinking and stuff, he was on a sort of a block. He had a writer's block and writing a screenplay. So they had many sequences in the movies that was imaginary, but it went on. So he did portray Count Dracula, and it's very funny to see him in the Count Dracula makeup. But it was a sequence in the film, and I would get a kick out of that. Anyway, I appreciate your call, and I was trying to think of the Anthony Quinn ghost one, and I'll just throw in Ghost Breakers. I don't think that's it, but was that?
That's not Ghost Breakers.
Well, anyway, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, and it's a great show.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
We're good.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter.
And we're out of time.
Yeah, yeah, right. And, well, we got a few minutes left. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That was Joe Redman. He's one of the most famous trivia players in the Western United States, probably, and Central United States as well, and a nice guy. It's always nice to hear from. And the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. I'm trying to think what I have left here after Joe. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. I just have a bunch of guesses on answers and then a couple of questions. Cameron,
okay.
Among the top five grossing horror movies, is either Night of the Living Dead or Invasion of the Body Snatchers among those?
Oh, that's good.
You know, oddly enough, no.
Okay.
One would think, but no.
Okay. Dana, of the three candies most likely to be thrown away, is gummy bears among those?
Not gummy bears, but yeah, I guess taffy would be the closest to gummy bears. But no.
All right. And the number two non-chocolate candy, is it candy corn?
No, it's not. Are you talking about the most popular Halloween candies? Is that the?
Well, the you said what non-chocolate candy is number two on the list?
Right. So just to repeat, of the most popular Halloween candies for 2024, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. But what non-chocolate candy is now number two? No, candy corn is divided between people that absolutely hate it and. people that love
and
it.
Love it. Okay.
I'm one of the people that loves it. So
I like it, yeah.
I'm crazy.
Noted.
Okay.
So anyway, but it's not candy corn. Sorry.
Okay. Daryl, I believe that hell is in Michigan.
Yes. Hell is in Michigan. Very good.
You know, and Joanne, I'm sorry, put in the chat that Fred in Alameda also called that answer in, and then we did bring it out. Sorry.
Right.
So,
very good.
Good job, everybody.
Okay,
great. And let's see, a quick question from Melissa for actors playing ghosts.
Yes.
In what film did James Mason play a ghost? 1951.
The one about the one with Ava Gardner.
Yes. Go for it.
Oh gosh, what was it called now?
In Dutch. Do you want it in Dutch?
Yeah. No, the Flying Dutchman. Yeah, it's the.
There you go.
Story about the Flying Dutchman.
Pandora and the Flying Dutchman. Well done.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple of questions myself. And I'm pivoting away from the Halloween thing.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Name the 10 states, excluding California, whose population exceeds that of Los Angeles County.
Gosh.
So there are only 10. Saying is only 10 states whose population exceeds that of Los Angeles County?
Okay. Correct.
Wow.
Okay. So, New York?
Number 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Texas?
Number 1.
Florida? Okay.
Number 2.
Massachusetts?
No.
No, okay.
Arizona?
Oh. No.
Okay.
Pennsylvania?
Number 4.
Illinois?
Number 5.
Michigan?
Number 9.
All right.
Washington State?
Nope.
No, interesting.
Okay. Ohio?
Number 6.
Okay. So how many, what do we have left?
Yeah.
you have 3 left, and I will tell you that on the list, only one of them is west of the Mississippi.
So New Jersey, is that one?
Number 10.
Okay. And so only one of them is west of the Mississippi, but, and we have not named that one yet?
You already have.
Oh, okay.
Georgia.
Number 7.
Okay.
You have one left.
One left. North Carolina?
Bingo. Nice job.
All right.
Number 8. Okay, here's sort of a flip side to that one. Name the 9 states whose area is smaller than that of San Bernardino County, the largest in the U.S.
San Bernardino County. I lived there for a while. San Bernardino County. Smaller. Whose land area is smaller?
Yes, that's right. Square mile area.
So, Rhode Island?
Yes, that's number
Delaware.
9. Delaware, did you say?
Yes.
Yep, number 8.
Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Connecticut is 7 and Massachusetts is 3.
Okay.
Okay. Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yeah.
4 and 5.
How about Hawaii?
Nice. Number 2.
Okay.
All right. What are we missing then?
Maryland?
Number 1.
Good job.
And the missing one happens to be on that first list. Okay. Here's the hint that'll give it to you. It's the most densely populated state in the country.
New Jersey.
Thank you. Nice job, you guys.
All right.
Really, really good.
Thank you. That was interesting.
Yeah. Thanks. Great show. Talk to you later.
Thank you for the questions. Appreciate it. Bye bye.
So
let me look at the emails here. So Deb is wondering if. Ghost played by Alec Guinness. I didn't ask Alec Guinness. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, that was in the form of a question. I'm sorry. I think it's in the form of a question. So in what film did Alec Guinness play a ghost?
Well, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Is that what she's asking?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Chris is wondering the most thrown away candy is at Starburst. No, it is not Starburst. And Nancy is wondering if one of the most streamed movies is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good job.
Number 4. Okay. Yeah. So that is the vein that we're kind of going in.
Yeah, so it's more kid-oriented sort of kind.
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's one left that's kid-oriented and 2 that I would say are not.
So how about like Ghostbusters or Beetlejuice?
No, Beetlejuice is number 9, the sequel to Beetlejuice, but no, not in the top 5.
I always forget that you can basically stream things a week after they open in a theater. So.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Beetlejuice is super fun, not nearly as good as the first one, but I recommend seeing it if you like practical effects.
And did we establish, his patience was wondering if it's Hell, Michigan. We established that was correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Joanne says that Denise called in to guess Devil's Lake in Minnesota.
No.
No. Okay.
What's left on that list, Daryl?
Devil's Lake, Bat Cave, and Dead Women Crossing.
Oh. All right.
Dead Women
Crossing. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi. How are you?
Here. Oh, we snuck in. All right. Let's see. One of the most candy given out states Ohio?
It is not Ohio.
All right. And you can ignore my email. The biggest grossing horror movies. Did anybody guess Psycho?
No, Psycho is not in the top 10 or top 5.
Yeah, I understand why you're saying that now, because adjusted for inflation, that's a very, very high grossing horror film.
And I would also guess The Birds in that.
Also not on this list. I would imagine it's in the top 20 for sure, both of those. But
okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, my. Well, that's...
What else did we have?
I think that's it.
I wondered if... I mean, this shows how old I am, but the candy that parents throw away, are candy necklaces one of them? Because those are disgusting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. No. Do they still have those? I mean, I'm probably of your age, so yeah, I remember those. I don't know. No, it's not on the list anyway.
I guess I'd toss in wax lips and Necco wafers with that one.
Well, Necco wafers, of course, turns up on the list of the most despised Halloween candies because they taste like chalk.
We're of that era. All right, yeah. Well, we're running short on time, so
I'm wondering if like the non-chocolate, the number two is like somebody mentioned Starburst. Is it a Starbursty kind of thing?
Well, it's a chewy candy. I mean, it's sort of a soft, chewy candy, and it's made by a company, or it has a name in front of it that is kind of unusual. So,
are those Haribo Gold Bears?
Oh. I'm sorry? Oh no, not that.
Okay, well there you go. I'm out then.
All right. Yeah, we do like their ads though. all right, well, that's it for us. We'll save our question for next week, and happy Halloween to all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was nice to hear from you.
Okay, see you
later.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. Okay, I guess we should start to clean up here. Daryl, I'll start with you.
So Dr. Bedlow, he is a raven. He says, never mind your soul, start concentrating on getting me back to my rightful form. So that is from The Raven.
You mean the one with Boris Karloff and
yes. Bryce? Yes.
All right.
And then the town names in the U.S. Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Bat Cave, North Carolina, and Dead Women Crossing. It's an unsolved murder in Oklahoma.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay. All right. Is that it for you, Gail?
Yeah.
Okay. Cameron?
Okay. I just have the remaining movies. So... highest grossing horror movies of all time, adjusted for inflation. Number one, The Exorcist. Number two, Jaws. Number three, Jaws 2. Mm-hmm. Number four is the 2017 It. And number five is Alien, which some people would call only sci-fi.
Oh, that's a
space horror, I would say. And then the most streamed Halloween movies. Number one, we had Hocus Pocus. Number two is Hocus Pocus 2. Number three, Van Helsing. Number four, we got The Nightmare Before Christmas. And number five is Salem's Lot.
Oh,
bizarre. No, that was pretty good, the old Salem's Lot. Okay. So according to Good Housekeeping, and Daryl, I think you might have skipped one of these answers, and for some reason I skipped over. According to Good Housekeeping, what are the three candies most likely to be thrown away by parents from the children's Halloween bag? Jawbreakers. I think you said Jawbreakers. Jawbreakers.
Oh yeah, you did.
Number one, Jolly Ranchers is number two, and the taffy is number three. I guess anything that's going to break their little teeth. So, and what's two states give the most Halloween candy to kids per capita? Pennsylvania, which Gerald got, and Utah. Utah is number two because they have so many kids. And of the most popular Halloween candies, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is still number one. But what non-chocolate candy for the first time is now number two on the list? That's the Betty Crocker Candy Fruit Snack.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Wow. And I wasn't familiar with that. But yeah, Betty Crocker is not your big candy name. And the actress playing Ghost, I think the only one that nobody got, well, it was Danny Kaye, Wonder Man, Lou Costello, Time of Their Lives, John Forsythe, Scrooged, Nicole Kidman, the others, and the one nobody got was Anthony Quinn, and that was the very fine Bo Derek film, Ghosts Can't Do It.